In Philippians 3, Paul tells us that he came to regard everything he had once had, his reputation, his heritage, his lineage, his education, his career. He came to regard it all as loss because of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus, his Lord. For his sake, Paul said, I have suffered the loss of all things, and I regard them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ and be found by him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but one that comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God based on faith. There's a story that wonderfully illustrates what Paul was talking about here. It's the true story of Stypułkowski, a Polish underground fighter who became a prisoner of war to the Russians. He was one of 16 Polish resistance fighters who were taken prisoner and tried before a Russian court for war crimes. Prior to the trial, the office of the Russian prosecutor put these 16 men under a rigorous period of interrogation, trying to break them down, put them under such pressure, spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, exposing their weaknesses and character flaws, destroying their personal integrity, leaving them open to suggestion and influence, and ultimately ready to make the confessions the court wanted them to make. Of the group, Stypułkowski alone did not break. And the reason became clear. As a Christian, he had continually presented himself to God as he actually was and had been forgiven. He no longer relied on his own righteousness, but on that of Jesus Christ. Stypułkowski could later quite humbly say, "When they showed me I was a coward, I already knew it. When they shook their finger at me with accusations that I thought bad thoughts and had awful feelings, I already knew that. When they showed me a reflection of myself with all my inadequacies, I could tell them, but gentlemen, I'm much worse than that. You see," Stypułkowski concluded, "I have been taught since I can remember that it was unnecessary for me to justify myself. Jesus Christ has already done this for me." What is the gospel of Christ, you ask? That we enjoy acceptance with God, not through our efforts, even in the smallest and slightest degree, but entirely and only through the loving mercy of God made available in the merits of Christ and of his saving death on the cross.